Okay, that makes sense then. All right. Well, my name is Matthew, and yeah, I'm a missionary to Thailand, and then this is Jane, my wife. That's just hello and how are you in Thai. Hello everyone, how are you doing? How's everybody doing this morning? Okay.
You can still answer that question.
You don't have to answer it in Thai, don't worry. So a little bit, I think most of you all have met Jane before, but I'll introduce myself a little bit first. Like I said, my name's Matthew. I grew up in Wisconsin, born and raised in the same house. I am a cheesehead, born and raised, and proud of it. Go pack, go pack. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. After high school, I started doing ministry stuff. While I was doing ministry stuff in high school, but when I graduated high school, I didn't do university or college or anything. I went into doing ministry stuff. Ended up with an org in Florida and was doing action sports ministry there and missions as well, and then found my way over to Thailand through that and a long string of circumstances, and have been in Thailand since 2019, and this is my first time back since then. So yeah, it's been great, and we met while we were over in Thailand, and yeah, I'll let you share a little bit about how we met and some of how you got to Thailand too.
Okay, just maybe for a reminder for some of you and just as an introduction, I grew up in Thailand actually. My parents moved over to Thailand when I was 3 years old, so I grew up there. That's home, in a sense. And when I graduated from high school, I moved back to the States, and I lived in the States for 8 years. And then I moved back to Thailand at the beginning of 2020, right before COVID hit the world. Praise God, he had me move over before that happened. I know that it was his sovereign plan, and before that, I came and visited you guys sometime in 2019. So that's the first time I've been to the church. This is the second time I'm here. I'm really grateful to be here worshiping the Lord together in English. We haven't done that in a long time.
That's really great for me.
Usually on a Sunday morning, we're singing Thai hymns with our brothers and sisters over there. So it's pretty cool to... most of the worship songs this morning was like, wow, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Oh, I haven't thought of that one. And just praising the Lord, and it's really great. So what was I supposed to say?
How we met.
So we met in Thailand playing Ultimate Frisbee. So when COVID hit, pretty much everything shut down in Thailand. They wanted everybody to stay at home as much as possible. And then when they started to let people out again, a group of kids were playing Frisbee.
We immediately went to the Frisbee field.
Yeah, we were like, well, we can't go into grocery stores. We can't go to this place or that place, but we can go to an open field where there's air. And so we went and started playing Frisbee with a group of missionary kids, and that's how we met. So.
Yeah, I had been playing with this group of missionary kids for 6 months or so before COVID, and then... COVID hit, we stopped playing for a little while, and then we started playing again, and that's when Jane and I met, playing at the field with the kids, and we just became really good friends, and then shortly thereafter, we got married. It was less than a year of after meeting each other to when we were married, and we dated for about 1 month, and then... We dated for 2 months, and then we're engaged for a month or something along those lines.
We were really great friends, and then we were like, we're dating, and then we're engaged, and then we were married, so, you know.
So when we talked about dating, we talked about, well, we're going to date to see if we want to get married. So that was our plan from the get-go. And, yeah, over the pandemic, it was really easy to get to spend a lot of time with a person. So we spent a lot of time together getting to know each other and just seeing each other's hearts for the Lord and the ministry that he had called us to in Thailand. Yeah, we figured that was a pretty easy decision that the Lord put before us. So we've had to make several difficult decisions since then. But
what are you referencing?
Praise the Lord. Well, I mean, just in ministry and the things that we've had to do in our ministry. So
ministry's hard.
Yeah.
God is good.
God is good. Yeah. Amen. So, yeah. Does that about cover introductions? Do you have any questions about who we are, or anything along those lines? We did. Yeah, we got married in Thailand.
We had about 20 people at our wedding, then 80 people at our reception.
Yeah.
And I have yet to meet all of his family. I've met his parents. They came to visit 2 years ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin
is going to be exciting.
Her parents are still missionaries in Thailand, and were able to attend the wedding. My parents were not able to come out because of the pandemic, and traveling into Thailand was not happening at that point. So they were able to make it out 2 years after we got married, about just shy of 2 years after we got married. So she has gotten to meet my parents, but not my four siblings and plus. No, it was not. The first time that I went out to Thailand was with sports ministry, kind of in mind. I was an intern with a group, but my ministry in Thailand was with a children's home. So caring for kids, either orphans or out of tough situations and hardships. So that was my ministry when I went to Thailand. And that is the ministry I was doing when we got married.
And that's the ministry I jumped into as soon as we got married.
Uh-huh. And, that's a very, tough ministry. And the home that I was with, was the reason that I went to Thailand to help this home was because it needed some help, in where it was at. And, unfortunately we weren't able to get everything logistically squared away before the pandemic hit, and so that caused some. We've had to shut the home down since, so long story short, that chapter has closed, and that children's home has closed down, we went through a lot of that in our first 2 years of marriage, working with the kids. Working with governments and logistics and all of that stuff, trying to figure all that out, and that was the difficult part. A lot of tough decisions and a lot of tough things in ministry there. Do you have anything you want to add to that? Yeah. So, but through our marriage, we met playing Frisbee, and I'd done action sports. I'd done sports ministry in the past, and sports ministry was just something that was really comfortable to us, and we felt like the Lord was really just opening doors for us to get into. We talked about it, like 1 week, and then, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, doors were open to be able to start doing ministry with using sports and using Ultimate Frisbee. And so it was really just God's timing, God's moving of opening doors to start doing sports ministry, as we knew that the children's home was going to be closing down and we weren't going to be doing that long term.
Yeah, it was really neat. We were sitting and talking about ministry and everything that we were doing, and we just brought up, well, as we are seeing the children's home closing, what is it that God has us doing? Because we believe the Lord brought us to Thailand, and this is where we believe he has us, so what does that mean? And we talked about sports ministry, and then I was like, oh, I just heard somebody say something about someone wanting to start doing Ultimate Frisbee in a school. And so I was like, well, I'll just reach out to that person. I sort of know her. So I called her, and she was like, hey, yeah, let's meet up for coffee. And we met up for coffee, and then a couple weeks later, we were in a school helping, and that's how God opened the door for Ultimate Frisbee Sports Ministry and a lot of other doors have opened since then.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's about 2 years ago almost.
That was, I think, July of 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So we're coming up on 2 years in July. So year and a half, I guess. That we've, yeah, since we've started doing that. And yeah, a lot of trial and error, I guess, and a lot of, you know, testing different ways of doing things and seeing what works best for us and what works well in Thailand. As I said, I've done sports ministry here in the States, but that's a different thing than doing it in Thailand and doing it in another country. So, yeah, we've had, I mean, a lot of fun and a lot of time trusting God and seeking God and in how we do our ministry. So, yeah. So I've got a little slideshow, and we'll just kind of, you don't have to step that far away. It's pretty big. We'll just go. It's a short slideshow. It's just talking a bit about how we do sports ministry and how we do it, and just kind of some ways in which we've either looked back on and gone, oh yeah, we've been doing that ministry, or that's been something that we do in our sports ministry, or it's things that we are looking for a little bit more forward to be doing, or things that we want to keep pushing into. So I've just kind of, do I have a laser pointer thing? I do. I don't really need that. It's just fun. I like laser pointers. So just kind of, I kind of thought of some words that kind of help to summarize or help to encapsulate's the right word, the things that we do. So you might hear them, and then I might explain them, and you go, no, that doesn't seem to fit at all. Well, it might not in your brain. It does in my brain, so work with me on that. So join, build, guide, and equip are the four words that I've chosen to help encapsulate what we do with sports ministry. And so for first thing I would do is joining, and just call that go where people are. So we go into schools, and we go different places. And I'll go to the next slide here. And these are some of the things that we have done with sports ministry and joining different groups, or more so going to where those people are and just hanging out and spending time with students and having that opportunity to build relationships and be able to share the gospel with them. And one of those places here, we've already kind of talked about, this is a group of MKs mostly that plays Ultimate Frisbee. And we've been playing with them for a long time. Like we said, that's where we met. And so that definitely holds a special place in our heart, having met playing there and hanging out. So spending time with these MKs, we could talk for a long time about that side of our ministry and that part of our ministry, because it's been very fruitful and very encouraging to us in our ministry as we're over in Thailand, even when ministry with Thai people is difficult and you don't see a lot of fruit coming from there. It's nice to see the Lord working in other areas as well.
Those missionary parents are glad that you're speaking into their kids' lives.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we could talk for a long time. One of the things with that group, it was probably 2 years ago. Greenwoods asked us if...
One of the parents actually asked us if we would start doing a Bible study with the students, and we were in a whirlwind with the children's home at that point in time, and we were just like, that sounds great, but maybe in the future. And then
it was
last spring, a family was like, they just moved there, and they were like, hey, do you know of any Bible studies that are happening? And we were like, we don't.
I was just like, well, we don't, but we can do one at our house if you guys want. And that... what, next, like, Monday or something?
We yeah, did the following Monday, we started having kids over every Monday for Bible study.
Yep, so. And we've been doing that since. And so that's coming up on, like, a year now or something like that. So, yeah, just every Monday we've had MKs over at our house to do a Bible study. And that's, yeah, that's been a really awesome thing. And then just, having that space for kids to come out and play and make friends and to have positive interactions and godly interactions with people is great. Do you have anything that you want to add to that? Okay. Which one should we do next?
I was hoping you knew.
You were hoping I knew? Okay. Let's go to Lam Hoon. You want to share anything about that? You're in the picture, so you get to.
Oh, okay. This is the picture I'm going to share about. So with sports ministry, we don't just work with one organization. We work with several different organizations. And one of them connected us with this church in Lam Hoon. And this is a church. The building in the back there is a church building. And these students are some from the church and some from the community. And the pastor there just has a heart to do sports ministry already. And he's been doing soccer as a ministry. And last year, probably about this time of year, he started wanting to learn how to play frisbee. And he started bringing kids in and asking us and asking a friend of ours who became a friend because of all of this. Like, we went there because of them. And just doing Ultimate Frisbee, teaching Ultimate Frisbee, because in Thailand right now, Ultimate Frisbee is a growing sport. And soccer is a sport that's been there forever. So if you play Ultimate Frisbee, you might end up on the Thai national team. If you play soccer, you probably are going to just play soccer. And so
let's pause for a second. Does everybody know what Ultimate Frisbee is? Everybody here has got a...
Nobody's thinking about disc golf. It's not a... Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, just making sure that we're, you know, we've all got a somewhat understanding of what Ultimate Frisbee is. We're just, like, out here talking about Ultimate Frisbee this and that, and everybody, okay.
Yeah. It's a 7-on-7 sport. Anyway, so we connected to this church, and a couple of the kids who initially started coming have come to know the Lord since. And it's just really neat to be able to partner with a church. Like, I don't want to call it the burden, but the responsibility of sharing Christ with people is much easier in Thailand when it's a community of believers sharing with an individual, because in Thailand, family and community is huge. So if you invite an individual to come as an individual to the Lord, it's really hard. But if you invite an individual to come to a community of believers, it's way easier. So it's been really cool to work with this church and several other churches and see how God uses the body of Christ to bring believers to him.
Okay. Great. These top photos are two children's homes that we had the ability to go in and just teach Ultimate Frisbee for a couple of days at different times. And that's just a great way to go in and encourage help support the homes and what they're doing. These are Christian children's homes that we went into, and so to be able to just support them in being able to do that and to have some time to just hang out with the kids. Those are, again, just two places of joining up with people that are out there. So you have anything you want?
So you might be wondering, I thought you quit children's homes. Why are you back in children's homes? The Lord provided for us to have a visa over the past year through working with children's homes as volunteers to do activities with them rather than running one ourselves. So that's how we are in with children's homes. And it's really great.
Yep. Okay. So our next one is Build. It's down the corner here. And that's, we want to create a place for people. And so that might be a community center, or that might be an event, or the like thereof. So that's not so much going into a place and joining a group that already exists, but more so building a group, making a group, and creating something of that sort. And so we haven't had the opportunity to open up a center, but that is something that we've been praying about and that we would really like to do, having a space. We would love to have a field to play on, as public parks are not a thing in Thailand. There's not really a free field space.
You can't go find a field with grass in it that you want to run on in Thailand without paying for it in general.
The group of MKs that we have played with, we have probably one of the few, if not only, free field that's available, and it is we've called ourselves the trash field ninjickens, because the field is pretty trash.
We collected glass and metal and different pieces off of the field before playing, and sometimes they have events on the field, and then we're like, let's not play there without shoes on for a few weeks as we pick up bottle caps and different things all over again. So it's a field, and we're thankful for it, but it's that kind of field.
Yeah. So having a center or having a field of our own is a big dream of ours, to be able to welcome people and invite people to, have that space to host events without having to try and figure out if we can rent a field or where or how and all of those things and if they're available and whatnot. So, we'll go over to our pictures. And here's a few different events that we have done over the years in Thailand with sports and with sports ministry. You want to talk about this one with the camps, or want me to?
Sure. So 2 years ago, God's really cool, guys. So 2 years ago, we were just getting into sports ministry, and the org that we started working out with was Athletes in Action. And they were asked by the camp to come and do a Frisbee event, what are they called in English? It was like a module, so kids could, an elective. They could choose to do Ultimate Frisbee, they could choose to do baking, they could do for an hour or two in the afternoon.
3 hours.
They had a lot of different options. So Ultimate Frisbee was one of them, and that connected us to this camp. And this camp is a camp that collects and brings all of the children's homes that are Christian in Chiang Mai province together, so that the kids can have a week of just spiritual refreshment and connecting with friends and getting to know new people. And so we were able to help them last year, and then, 2 years ago, and then last year we were able to help them again. And that's the camp that God then connected us with, the organization that runs the camp, Prosperous Youth Foundation, and they gave us our visa for last year. So God is just really neat. And these kids, this is from this past year, and all of those boys that you see played with us the year before, and they were so excited to see us again this past year. They were like, oh yeah, let's play. And I'm sure they hadn't touched a Frisbee for an entire year, and they were just so excited to come and play again. Yep. And then honestly, the girl right in front of me is the girl that was in our children's home and who was moved to a new children's home. So it was really neat to see her, and just she chose to come and play Frisbee, or more sit on the sideline with me.
Sit on the sideline with us and just hang out with us.
Was really, really special.
Mm-hmm. And then piggybacking off of that this is with that same group that did the camps, Prosperous Youth Foundation. So the same foundation. And this was just a group. This is a group of teens that what do they call them? Care leavers?
Yeah. So most children's homes in Thailand have something for the kids until they're 18 and graduate high school, and then after that you're kind of on your own. Mm-hmm. And PYF does a thing for children that have graduated and are like, well, hey, if you have something, you need help changing your tire, or you don't know how to open a bank account, or, and they have this group that's called Care Leavers Group. I think that's what it's called.
God First.
And so they connect with students throughout the years of them working in the children's homes. And then some of the students are like, yeah, we'd love to be able to meet up once a month and have a Bible study and have community even after leaving the children's home. So they asked us to do a Frisbee event just for all of the students to get together for a big event. And that was a really fun day.
Yeah. Here is a coffee run that we did, a cafe run that we set up. And this was, kind of what it sounds like. There's a lot of cafes in Chiang Mai and Lumpur and that area. And so basically what we did was we set up a run that went from checkpoint to checkpoint. And so you went from cafe to cafe and hung out and drank a coffee or a tea and then ran on to the next location. This was our first one. We've done two. This was our first one. And it was like 30 kilometers, I think, is what we ended up doing. And it was like 6 hours of the day. And we ran from the morning into the evening. And it was just a really fun day to hang out with a lot of these people and a lot of the missionaries and Thai people in our community and that we know. And being in a big city like Chiang Mai, it can be a little bit difficult to get together with the people that you know, and to hang out with a community of people. It's really easy to get spread out very thin. So having those events, having those centers that we can
build a community
at, like Jane was saying before as well, having that community to invite a Thai person, a non-believer, into a community of believers is super important for ministry in Thailand.
So the runners here are mostly believers or all believers.
I think in this picture,
all believers. But we have relationships with a lot of cafe owners, and this was during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so to bring people that could then be future customers for them was like super encouraging. And a couple of them, we were like, hey, can you have drinks for us and we'll pay you? Mm-hmm. And so it was just a way to also encourage the cafe owners who aren't believers and let them see the love of Christ just through runners that come through and are like, oh, hey, how are you? And it was a good event.
Yeah.
And we've really done that twice now.
Yep. What are we doing on time here? I don't know how much time we're supposed to have, but here is an event that we just did this past Christmas. And this was a really fun event that we got to do. As Frisbee in Chiang Mai has started to gain more popularity amongst kids, we have groups in different areas. I won't say the places necessarily because you won't know them, but Lamphun and Hang Nong. So there's different areas that they're in. This was an event that we put on as like kind of a Frisbee competition, lightly so, as a way that they can come together and actually kind of play a little bit more for something. Right now, there's a lot of groups that play, but if any of you are familiar, like have played sports, sports aren't super interesting if you don't have somebody to compete against, or if you're only ever like if you only ever went to like scrimmage against your own team, it gets kind of boring. So to be able to even if you're going to scrimmage against other people, like that's more fun than just scrimmaging against yourselves. So that was. That's a big reason that we put on this event and whatnot. And we've had kids, up and down in their interest in Frisbee because of those reasons of like, well, there's just nothing really to compete, play for. We just come together and we just, throw around and, play against each other and it's okay. But this is an event where they all are interested and they all get hyped up for it and it was really fun. And You can't really see him, but he's right here. This is one of our Thai friends, Doi, who is a... you want to introduce Doi?
Doi is a really neat believer who came out of Buddhism and actually came out of the Buddhist priesthood and just saw the truth of who God was. And so he's really able to connect to kids who are in the Buddhist world. And because, like, if you grow up Christian in Thailand, you don't learn about what Buddhism is. So it's really hard for Thai Christians who are born into Christian families to connect to Buddhist people. Whereas for Thuy, he grew up a very Buddhist family and a very Buddhist environment. And so for him to be able to share with the students, first of all, he came and played with the students, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then he was able to just be like, hey guys, this is what Christianity is about. This is what we believe in. And this is why we talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And he just connected well to them. And yeah.
Yeah. And we invited him out. So these are all groups that we've worked with in the past on the previous slides. You know, you've probably seen most of these groups that we invited out to come out here. And so they'd all heard us talk about the gospel before and talk about Jesus before. So we wanted to invite a Thai person and somebody different to come and share about who God is and what it means to be a Christian. Because it's, you know, people hear, people listen in different ways and understand from different people. And so, yeah, and that was just a really... really awesome event to have, and everybody had a lot of fun, and they're all like, when are we going to do it again? So,
when we get back.
We love that. Yeah, we're like, when we get back. So.
We better move on.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? Because we have no idea what time it is.
Yeah, what time?
Well, he does.
I know what time it is. What time? 10 minutes or so? Okay, good. We'll
talk
just
faster.
We'll just barely get there. So guide is number three, and that's to encourage others. Now, that may sound a little bit silly in our American minds, for sure. The reason that I chose guide as the encouragement for others and encouraging others is in Thailand, it's really hard to guide somebody without doing it sneakily. And I'll let Jane maybe talk a little bit more. We've talked about this in the past. She's now looking at me
I'm
like...
I'm not sure what he's getting at right now.
Well, we'll go to the next slide here, and we'll talk about this picture right here.
It's easier to guide people when you do the event with them or you come in alongside them and help them rather than being like, here, this is what you should do. Yeah. Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well... so it's easier if we have a photo an event and something to talk about. This was an event that we kind of, I don't know, I feel like for the most of the time that we were there at the event, we were kind of just kind of like, why are we here? What's our, why are we,
which event?
The camp up in Chiang Mai. And Jane shared, you shared one of the mornings, or you translated? You translated a few times.
I translated quite a few times. There was two Americans that came for this camp and were helping run, and they were teaching about the armor of God, and they didn't have enough personnel.
I shared the one.
You shared. I translated for you one morning. I shared one morning about the armor of God, and we were just kind of like, well, we're here, but we have no connection to this group or anything. But it was just seeing the encouragement in our wake as we left was like, oh, that's why we were there.
And the encouragement to AIA, Athletes in Action, who we've been working with and who we work with from time to time, that's a Thai group. So it's a international group, Athletes in Action, if you've ever heard of it. They work with, they're out of CRU, Campus Ministries. So, but in Thailand, it's all Thai people in the org, so there's no foreigners or anything like that, and just to be able to be there for them and to be there as an encouragement to them to keep doing ministry, and to guide them into doing more ministry and better ministry as they navigate how how that works in sports ministry, especially.
Yeah, you better explain those pictures fast.
Well, I'll let you talk about sky. I mean, they're all sky photos, so.
Yeah. So, there's another group that does sports ministry that's been born out of a church in Bangkok, and they have an organization that they've created that's called
Generation Right Now.
Yeah, Generation Right Now. That was right. Okay, sorry, sleepy brain. Also, Generation Right Now, and in that organization, they have several different forms of ministry that they do, and one of them is sports ministry, and they've created a team called Sky. And when I talked about the church a minute ago and how they come and create a Christian community and bring others in who aren't Christians, that's exactly what Sky does as well. Their entire church, it feels like their entire church, but like some of their church family just comes around the sports team. And some of the people who aren't very athletic have decided to come and become athletes so that they can reach out to the community. And so they've learned how to play Ultimate Frisbee. They've learned how to force themselves to run, even though they don't like running, in order to reach out and draw. And they invite students, they invite adults, they invite people that love sports to come and play sports with them. And then they teach them how to play Ultimate Frisbee, and then they teach them about the Lord. And so just within this group right here, this young lady and her... Where's Tan? Is Tan not there? I don't see Tan. No, I know. So she is the cousin of another young man. And both of them have come to know the Lord because of this ministry. And there's multiple more, multiple others besides that. But just being a part of that ministry and then getting a text and saying, Neil is a Christian, and just tears come to your eyes because you're like, I've prayed with her. I've prayed for her. I've talked with her about the Lord, and now she's a believer. Now she's one of us, and it's just so, so exciting. And so, Gua, can you point it? Gua. Gua right there has been coming to this church for like 4 years. He's not a believer. He loves the community of believers, and he is just open to hear about the Lord. He's not there yet, but he's there in coming, and he's there in listening, and they're constantly sharing truth with him. They're constantly telling them who God is and why God is important and why you can't focus on things in this world to make you satisfied, because when your girlfriend dumps you, life is really hard. Life really, and like he'll text different people and just be like, hey, this is what's happening. And it's just like, God's the answer, bud. Like, just... you know, come to know the Lord. And so there's just different people in each of these pictures that we go and we join in with other churches and what they're doing, because community is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll speak real quick to this photo. That's me. Flying through the air. So we've been doing this with them for 8 months or so.
Yeah, we haven't known Sky for very long, but they're family.
Yeah. But for me, as I'm still, you know, learning Thai and getting into Thai, this has been, I mean, it's just been a really awesome ministry for me to be able to just play with the kids and hang out with them and not necessarily have to speak a whole lot with them to build relationships and build connections. And then, you know, as my Thai has gotten better, now I can start sharing with them. But just to be there and to be playing is helpful and encouraging to all the leaders that are with Sky. This is one of the leaders. These two here are leaders. And I'm sure there's others that I just can't see in the grainy photos. But to just be able to play with the students and to hang out with them and to teach them how to play better and those kinds of things, that's really encouraging to the leaders of Sky, and for them to be able to not have to necessarily focus on that aspect of things, and they can focus on talking with the students then about Jesus and sharing those kind of things with them. So that's been really encouraging to me as I'm still learning Thai, as I'm still studying Thai and getting to that point to be able to have those kind of conversations. It's been a way that I can, you know, be a help to others. So, last one is equip, and that's leading others to lead others. And we'll go through this pretty quick. So like we said, we've had Bible study with MKs, and you know, one of my big pushes for MKs and for people is to become missionaries, because we're called to go. And so I want to push the students that I interact with to bring the gospel to other people, regardless of really of where they go, but that they go and they bring that gospel to people. Do you want to talk about anything?
Yeah, so these ladies that you see here besides myself are all ladies that have come to know the Lord since I moved to Thailand. And these two, Pi'ik and Pi'pao, are both ladies that I came to know through Ultimate Frisbee. We were playing Frisbee together. And God just, I didn't bring them to the Lord, but another lady is amazing at...
Evangelism.
She's gifted with evangelism. And after they came to know the Lord, I reached out to each of them and I was like, hey, do you want to study the Bible together? And I get to disciple them. And they're older than me. And that is highly intimidating. But God is good. And it's so much fun to talk about the Bible. It's so much fun to hear questions of, well, why did this happen? Or how did that happen? Or how does this connect to life now? And it's just really exciting to see people excited about God's word and get to walk through them in their excitement and in their confusion and in their hard things and in their easy things. And this is Pi'pao's sister. So Pi'pao became a believer and has the joy of the Lord and started praying for her sister. And then, her sister came to know the Lord, and it's just been really, really neat to see how God has used believers to share the gospel for people to come to know the Lord, to become part of our family. So, yeah. And then those girls over there are MKs and just decided to have a bike ride for them. And so we spent all afternoon, day. All day biking and just chatting and, yeah, a good time. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, that's pretty much everything. And here's just a wall of photos. Does anybody have any questions? We're pretty much finished up here.
I have a question.
Do we have any quick questions?
How long have you been rocking the cool mustache, and what do they think of the mustache?
Yeah, it's a bit... So I've had the mustache for, like... Oh. Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's not... in Thailand, it used to be really scary if anyone had a beard. They just were like, what? No, because Thai people don't have facial hair. Uh-huh. But usually he just has a mustache, and mustaches aren't scary. So that's good.
Not scary, yeah.
But I have had the mustache since I was 19. So I've had it for a long time, 10 years now.
Yeah. I've only seen his upper lip once. He shaved it and tricked all of the kids that we play Frisbee with, all of the MKs. He shaved his mustache, cut his hair because he had long hair
had
when
long
we
hair.
Met. And he wore different clothes than what he normally wore. And he put shoes
Took
on to go play Frisbee. And so some of the kids that we spent tons of hours with are like, hi, who
I
are
was,
you? Welcome to Frisbee.
I was throwing
Come
the
and
disc.
Play with us.
I was throwing the disc back and forth with one guy who... prior to this, had been coming over to my house every morning to work out with me. And we were just tossing the disc back and forth. He had no idea that it was me. So that was a pretty good success right there to trick some people.
It's good to have fun with the kids. So, yeah.
So Always. Your language, are those pictures just reversed or do they read right to left?
That's just a selfie. So
that's a selfie.
The
so they are the
backwards.
That's
yeah. Oh, where?
Yeah, these ones are both selfies here.
Yeah.
These two here.
Yeah. So the language is the same direction as us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it about Christianity that withdraws a person out of Buddhism?
What is it about Christianity that would draw a person out of Buddhism?
Jesus.
It's a great question.
The Holy Spirit.
So I think, yeah, it's really, I mean, yeah, it's the Holy Spirit.
It's the miracle of the Holy Spirit that draws people out of Buddhism.
Because, well, I mean, I would say that if there was something that's attractive to Christianity, I mean, it's Jesus and what he's done, and that you don't have to do anything after that.
I think also, that's a really hard question. Each person is different, so each person's draw is different.
I'll put it this way. Missionaries have been in Thailand for about, what do they say, about 200 to 300 years. And Thailand is still at about less than 1%
Christian.
And yeah, Buddhism has a very strong hold.
And the majority of people that have come to know the Lord have come out of animism, not out of Buddhism. So there's tribal groups in Thailand as well as national Thai people. And the tribal groups are more animistic and the Thai people are more Buddhist. And so the majority of people that have come to know the Lord are animistic. And so they do spirit worship and they are drawn to the Lord because they don't have to live in fear anymore. And when you come to the Lord, you're not afraid of the spirits. You're not afraid of the power of other things. For Thai Christians that I know, for Thuy, is he on that photo? The one that was sharing the gospel and who came from Buddhism to Christianity. He just saw, he's a very critical thinker and he saw truth. He saw that, that doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense. He went home to persuade his dad, who had become a believer, to come back to Buddhism. And he read through the Bible, and he saw truth. So that's what brought him to know the Lord.
What's the government? The Thai government? They try to give you a hard time?
No. The Thai government, schools teach Buddhism. But the Thai government or the Thai standing on other religions is all religions teach you to be a good person.
Yeah.
So
we'll actually be going back on a visa that is called an RA visa, a religious affairs visa, which the government allows and provides for us to be able to basically go into Thailand and teach Christianity.
Yeah. One of the girls that you didn't see in a picture, she didn't tell her family. She became a Christian in college, and she didn't tell her parents that she had become a Christian for 2 or 3 years before she felt bold enough to tell them that she was a Christian. And then they were kind of okay with it by appearance-wise until she went home for Thai New Year's, where they wanted to do some spirit ceremonies and some Buddhist ceremonies. And then she faced persecution. Just her mom looking her in the face and saying, "You don't love me, do you?" Because there's so much tied up in Buddhism and making merit for your family and caring for your family. So it can be really hard. And it totally depends on the family, how difficult or how easy it is. The other family, Pi Pao and Pi Muay, their sisters, and their mom's totally chill with them becoming Christians because she's like, "Yeah, whatever's good for you, like, that's fine." So very much depends on the family.
But again, why that's so important for to have a community for them to walk into, because if they do face that kind of persecution, if they do face that, to have somewhere where they're welcomed and where they're, you know, wanted and accepted and cared for, is really important.
Thanks for letting us share with y'all this morning.
Thank you guys for letting us share and for going with us through the ups and downs, since this is the first place that we've been and we're still a little jet lagged.
Yeah.
So we can use that excuse here. Not anymore afterwards, though, I don't think so.
Yeah. And there's a prayer card in the back, and there's a couple bookmarks back there as well. Some of them are for Bao and Muay. If you grab a prayer, a bookmark for them, pray that they would understand the need to join Christian community. They're believers, they study the word, but they don't go to church, and they don't understand their need to go to church. So pray for them to go to church, for them to know that they need community. And then there's two others. There's Bon and there's Dada. And both of those are people that work with Sky, and they're missionaries in Thailand for Thai people. So if you grab those bookmarks, you can know a little bit about them. So thanks. Oh, chicken sticks. Go ahead and try one. Apparently they taste just like chicken in a biscuit. You can try one, or you can say, well, I know what chicken and a biscuit already tastes like. So there you go.
Tell us, say something, 5-6 sentences in Thai. We'd love to hear you talk.
Yeah. That's all you.
โอเค วันนี้เราก็ดีใจมากที่ได้มาใช้เวลากับคริสตจักรที่นี่แล้วก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าจริงๆที่พี่น้องได้รับฟังแล้วก็อธิษฐานเผื่อพวกเรามีส่วนในงานที่เราทำแล้วก็จริงๆก็ดีใจมากที่ได้นมัสการพระเจ้าในภาษาอังกฤษวันนี้ด้วยก็ขอบคุณค่ะ
Now, Matt, press us and how much you learn.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't. Yeah, yeah, I do. So she just said thank you for welcoming us into your church and for praying for us and for supporting us. And thank you that we got to... worship in English today. That was really nice.
Did I miss anything?
I probably missed something, but she spoke for a long time. Usually if you're translating, you don't speak that long before you translate it.
What are you going to say in Thai?
What? I'm supposed to say something in Thai? I don't have anything to say in Thai. Okay. Well, I'll just say khapun mak tu kon ti maluam wan ni ti krista jak. And then go DJ mak ti what am I happy for?
The I got now.
The I got now, tight.
He's thankful for the cold weather. Yeah. Which, well, I'm getting used to.
You didn't translate the first part.
Oh, he said it was really great to come and worship the Lord together and spend time with y'all today. So.
I'll get to chat with you.
Yeah. Yeah.